Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It was the spring of 2009. At the age of 42, after 2 decades spent fighting in the ring, the Ginger Ninja was quietly preparing and planning an entirely new pay-per-view for pub wrestling fans. His only audience was a small group of bar staff who watched the champ come up with a show that would have been his crowning glory. This episode consists of audio clips recorded during rehearsals. The only people who were ever supposed to hear it were the Ginger Ninja's on-off girlfriend slash hairdresser, Scylla the Killer, and his dog, Bruno. On June 29th, the champ and his crew were due to travel to Wolverhampton to put the finishing touches on what should have been a seismic event in the history of amateur professional wrestling. With kind permission from the management at Claire's Pub, whose CCTV captured most of what you're about to hear, this is a glimpse into the life of a strawberry blonde winner and how one close friend became a mortal enemy and ruined it all.
Wrestling with the Champ.
Oh yeah, such an honour to be part of this. The occasion, the event, oh I love it.
Well you know, this just might be the single most important event ever in wrestling history. I mean, he's not paying me to say that. I don't think I'm getting paid at all. I should speak to somebody about that. Gary!
Yes, I'm so proud of him for this. It's gonna be spectacular, man. Mucho amore, hermanos. Mucho bueno.
Then you think you've seen it all, and then this comes along. Holy fuck!
It's the Ginger Ninja, isn't it?
Who doesn't want to make history? I mean, big plans, set big balls. It's a massive.
Hey, we hombres. Tag team compadres for life. Los Aventuros.
Wince like I've had the lights on all month and I've just seen my electricity bill. Now come on, go again. More arms.
Hey champ, how are your rehearsals going?
Good, Damo. Good.
Just good?
There's still so much to do and only 3 weeks to go. I don't know. Maybe it's too much. Tell me something, Damo. Am I mad?
Yeah, you are actually.
I knew you'd tell it like it is.
So what is it?
I went down cafe having my usual breakfast of chips and chips with a side helping of chips, topped off with a fried egg, bread, butter, tomatoes, beans, bacon, sausage, prawns, rice, curry sauce and a beef pie when it hit me.
I would have sent that back.
No, you twazzock. The idea. Instead of a traditional PPV or pay-per-view, if you don't know real sport, why don't we do a pie-per-view?
Right.
Look, it's 2009. We just had a massive property crash. The world has entered a recession. And Justin Bieber's number one. We We all need something that'll cheer us the fuck up.
So, a pay-per-view? What is that exactly?
Fans pay nothing to get in except the price of a pie. Eh? Eh? Genius, that.
Champ, how much is a pie these days?
I don't know.
£3. And how much is the average ticket to a PWF show?
I don't know.
£3.
Ah.
And now do you see that this might not be the eureka moment you think it is?
Ah, but you can't eat a normal ticket, can you?
I mean, not without stomach cramps. But, champ, won't the concession stand have something to say about that?
Sorted that. If you don't have a pie to get in with, and by the way, who doesn't always keep a pie close by, then they'll sell you one at the door.
For once? Yeah, OK, you might be on to just a tiny something.
Hey, I've been on lots of things before.
Bad debtors lists and skanky bar staff do not count.
Speaking of which, have you seen Sharon?
I mean, I saw her out the back having a cigar with churros. Hey, I mean, you two, you really surprise me, you know?
Oh, she's great, isn't she? What Sharon can't do with her lips isn't worth knowing about.
No, you and churros, the most unlikely tag team since Owen Hart and Yokozuna. But somehow it works.
My northern charm is southern energy. My northern skill is southern speed. My northern humour is, well, it gets lost in translation.
And so what's the main event at this pay-per-view?
Demo, demo, demo. That, my spectacular spectacled friend, is a closely guarded secret. One that I wouldn't even share with my therapists.
You don't have one yet, do you?
Have you been reading my BlackBerry?
Butt soap for women. Butt soap for men. Butt soap for kids. Butt soap for your mom and dad. Designed by Rectal Fragrance Engineers, butt soap freshens your poo pipe with natural ingredients that are chemically reproduced, leaving your chocolate starfish as clean as a recorder. Satin soft, and gentle on your hole. Available in handy bars and 2-liter bottles for family scrub at Dub Dub time. Butt soap.
Outside of climate change, he's one of the most destructive forces on our planet. He's done things to polar bears you wouldn't believe. Wrestling with the Champ.
Who's got the egg wash? This bucket? Cheers, pal. Oh, sorry, love.
Champ, you've got 1 week to go before pay-per-view. How's your prep coming along?
Demo. I'm right in the middle of preparing for the Cavy of Gravy.
The what?
I've decided the main event will be me and Churros going up against 4 of the PWF's hottest talents inside a giant puff pastry casing in a 4-on-2 handicap match for the PWF title.
I mean, that's... How did you get the money for that?
Local chippy, Jimmy Savaloy's, sponsoring the whole thing. Hey, what do you call a miserable fisherman? A curt angler. You get it.
Hey, the Ginger Ninja. We tight, man. All snug like a, how you say, mushy peas. He set up a what? No, man. Hey, who told you that? No, I ain't wrestling in a pie. No way. That's a joke, man. This is Churros, you know? A legend. I didn't come all the way from my home in a generic town with a generic accent in South America to fight in meat sauce. That one is Loco El Coco in Acapulco, man. You can't do that to Los Aventuros.
It's not that you can't wrestle in gravy, it just takes more effort. Like how Brazilian footballers learn to play on sand. So when they walk out onto a lush green pitch like Scotland, they turn into speed demons. So wipe that lump out of your eye and give me a figure four, goddammit. And you, stop eating the fucking cage. Ugh, I'll have to fill that in with a slice of Mighty White later. Just doing this online chat thing here with the insurance company. Totally forgot to get cover. Don't worry, I'm sure it's just a formality. Hi, Debbie. Please, will you insure me for a wrestling spectacular par excellence that should comfortably hold 200 gallons of piping up gravy? No. Why not? The gravy can't be hot. Will the vessel have solid walls? It's a pie, Debbie, not a bowl. You don't insure entertainers? Well, that's it. You can have two pieces of my mind for that, Debbie. One, my official occupation is painter and decorator. And two, the air quotes you used on the word entertainer. I've taken some punishment in the ring, Debbie, but they really hurt. Debbie has left the chat. Coward.
Hey, man.
Churros! Los Adventuros, ready to ride again, compadre?
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Pull up a beanbag and shoot your load.
Ese? Gravy? Are you fucking loco?
It fits with the theme. Pipe of you.
It no, they don't fit with me, man. Gravy don't wash out of a luchador mask so well, you know?
Couldn't you, you know, just this once, wrestle without it?
Yeah, you take that back, S.A.
What?
You take that back. Like a Boba Fett, Scarecrow, and the Phantom of the Opera. A luchador never, ever appears without a mask.
Not even on your wedding day?
No.
How did your wife know it were you?
Oh, she knew, huh? Huh?
Hey. What about your driving license?
That's exempt.
Going to a bank?
I use the app.
Then don't get your face wet.
Don't forget my... Hey, I'm a luchador. I move fast, I move quick.
Not in gravy, you don't.
Then no, I won't do it.
But mate, the fans love us. We're on fire right now.
Yeah, but...
We're a team. The Champ and Churros. Los Adventuros. Come on, do it for me.
No.
Do it for us.
No.
Do it for them.
No, man.
The loyal pissheads and barflies who expect to see you, the little guy, in my corner as I retain my title.
Little guy?
Come on.
Your title? Fuck this, man. Forget it. I'm not your second fiddle, your number two guy, your mini-me.
I shall call him mini-me.
Hey, this is over.
I shall name
Los Adventuros is no more.
Dr. Evil, 1 million.
For now, I am Churros, formerly from Los Adventuros. And you better watch out, I say. I'll be in the match, I get covered in gravy, and it will be worth it, huh? In a 5-on-1 match for the PWF title.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Send your kids back to school with the latest Pub Wrestling Federation range for kids. Merchandise for your little marks that will help them get top marks in class. PE kits, pencil cases, plimsolls, rulers, lunchboxes, rucksacks, water bottles, Jesus, kids have a lot of stuff, don't they? What else? Baseball caps, watches, pillboxes, inhalers. Inhalers?
Mm-hmm.
All featuring your favourite PWF superstars. The Ginger, Ninja, Cunt, Dracula, Tired McAndrew, Houndland Prophets, The Headmistress I Told You So, Dean and Dean, and the girl who came back from the dead, Liv Twice. Shop the back-to-school range today only at Grapplebacks. PWF merchandise sold exclusively by Grapplebacks and selected vendors. Produced in third world countries, which is ethically questionable. What isn't questionable is the quality. No returns without a bloody good reason. Actual marks may vary.
Name a horny Welsh wrestler.
Time's up. Ronda Rousey.
Woo, you're wrestling with the champ now.
Hello, wrestling fans around the world and to the tens of people watching inside here at Claire's. It's time for your main event at Pay-Per-View, live from Wolverhampton. I'm your host, Damien St. John, joined in the commentary booth at ringside for this PWF first by Shy Josh.
Hello.
Now, ever seen anything like this before, Josh? A 30-foot-wide puff pastry ring filled with boiling hot gravy?
No.
Josh, who do you think will win this one?
I'm not sure.
Will the Ginger Ninja retain his title? He hasn't been pinned in over 2 years. Could tonight be the night to end those nights?
Maybe.
Or will one of five challengers go home with the gold?
You ask a lot of questions.
If you missed the news last week, the champ's former tag team partner in Los Adventuros, Churros, is now out on his own, and he's gunning for old Beer Gut himself.
Yay.
All six men are in the ring, which is made of five layers of silky puff pastry, which should be enough to cushion even the most powerful of blows and keep in the gravy.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, here it comes. Oh, that's revolting.
Mm.
200 gallons of thick, gloopy gravy being poured from the loft hatch by a bouncer with a big red bucket. Somebody's not getting paid enough. It looks like this could take some time.
I've got a bus at 11.
The champ looks unfazed as all five of his opponents, Glasgow Glenn, Dion Dublin Jr., Niels, KO Dak, and Churros, surround him in the ring. Let's listen in.
And I've got something to say to each and every one of you bottom-feeding, red-smashing Ginger Ninja wallabies. This belt is mine. This crowd is mine. This room actually belongs to Claire, so please don't get any gravy on the carpet or we'll lose our deposit. But you won't win. You can't win. But good luck to you, fellas.
The gravy is nearly 2 foot deep now. Oh, and it stinks. Surely pinning anyone in this gunk is a shortcut to a drowning. Whoa. Fists flying as we get things underway. Brown liquid sprayed everywhere as Churros gets in with an early elbow and sends the Ginger Ninja splattering to the floor.
Come on, let's do these.
Ginger gets to his feet and again he's surrounded by all five opponents. One by one, they stare him out and each grab a limb.
What are you doing? Get off me! Fighting gravy like real men.
Hold him back, SS.
Churros, you can't.
Eh? You play with me like this? Then I play with you like this. Hold him, amigos.
Churros unloads a series of lefts, right, a few more lefts, another right, and a flying hurricane rana that leaves both men swimming face down in gravy.
Get him!
Five on one could be too much for the champ as Churros rolls over the Ginger Ninja for a quick pick. Hang on, where's the ref?
Oh, sorry, that's me. Hang on. One, two, three.
What? No. No, hang on a minute. No.
How could you?
That's ridiculous.
Yes, 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 yes.
Fans, the winner of this match and new Pub Wrestling Federation champion in his first ever singles match since leaving Los Adventuros, it's Churros.
We were brothers.
the new PWF champion rips off a section of the pie ring and shoves it into the Ginger Ninja's mouth.
Eat it! Eat it! Eat it!
Churros. 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 You got the gold. You got away with one this time. But believe me, this time will be the last time. Although there will be at least one other time when I'll see you. So you better run than hide, amigo. Because if I ever see you again, I will make you pay.
Bring it on, Ginger Dong.
I'm going now. Oi, thanks for the tizer.
Churros. Churros.
He's just a sexy gin. He makes them all a win. He's just a sexy gin. He makes them all go win. Win, 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 win. He's such a sexy gin.
It's Wrestling with the Champ.
Well, that trip down memory lane, Champ, explains why he was so keen to punch his lights out at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2022.
I told him that if I ever saw him again...
Yeah, we know the rest. See the video on our socials.
I ate his guts, but I will say this about the man. He makes a cracking churro.
I mean, are you sure you want to trust any item of food made by that man?
Whatever's in it, I've eaten worse.
Wrestling with the Champ is written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Starring in order of appearance, Amy Joshua, Kieran Sword, Damien St. John, Ant McGinley and Joe Milmine. This episode was inspired by Callum Sutherland, the original Churros.
The Champ will return in... Night.
Night.
Of the Ninja.
Of the Ninja.
This show is part of Podomedy, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out podomedy.com now.